One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Elwood Giddings in Claudia's room at the family home.
Mom sent up some chicken soup for you, Elwood. And I've got bigger news than that.
What's that?
Teddy just phoned from the hospital. She's coming home early. She said to give you her best.
Just her best, Cliff? Or did she say love?
Doggone, Elwood, I can't remember. Maybe she did say love. Here, how'd you like some strictly medicinal soup?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, here's something we want you all to know about Alka-Seltzer. How quickly and easily it can help you feel better when acid indigestion makes you uncomfortable. Now, the best way to find out about Alka-Seltzer is to try it. So do this. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets at any drugstore. Then, next time you eat too much or too fast, or when something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink this pleasant-tasting, sparkling solution. See how soon you feel better, how fast the alkalizing properties in Alka-Seltzer begin to soothe and ease that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling in your stomach. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, try Alka-Seltzer. If you're not completely satisfied, your money will be refunded. Chapter 21, Book 78. Teddy Barber's ex-fiancée, Elwood Giddings, who spent the last 3 days in Letterman Hospital after a heart attack, is suddenly back in the Barber family home at Seacliff, San Francisco. Clifford and Henry Barber drove down to the hospital to get him about an hour ago. It is 4:45 in the afternoon now, and Elwood, in bed in Claudia's old room where he stayed during an earlier visit, is now sitting up in bed eating Mother Barber's famous chicken soup. Clifford, who was less than enthusiastic about Elwood in the beginning, has been feeling sorry for him ever since Teddy broke the engagement. He has just pulled up a chair beside the bed as Elwood tastes the soup.
It's good, huh? Mom has a theory that soup will cure anything, including German measles.
Well, I think she's right, Cliff. Well, that's good. Cliff, you look kind of tentative in that chair. Sit back. Gee, it's great to have visitors. Of course, if you're busy, why...
Elwood, haven't you heard? This is Cliff. I'm never busy.
Well, anyway, Cliff, it's nice to have somebody up here. You know, there isn't anything in the world that can make you feel quite as lonely as a heart attack.
Yeah. Feeling all right now, though.
Oh, sure. But when I first got into the hospital, I was afraid to even move my hands. I was afraid I'd jar something.
I'd be afraid, period.
I was afraid, period, myself. Teddy'd look in on me whenever she could get out of surgery for a minute. I'd be so darn glad to see her, but I was as scared to turn over. She said I just moved my eyes. But then she brought Major Brixton in with the electrocardiograph. Convinced me that a lot of people with hearts worse than mine have lived for years. So, well, I felt a lot better then. He said the whole thing could have been largely psychosomatic anyway.
Psychosomatic? You mean you thought you had a heart attack?
Oh, no, I had one. I had a dilly. But I was so upset and everything that it just made it seem worse than it really was.
Well, how's the patient?
Hazel, come on in. Patient's getting the well-known House of Barber chicken soup treatment.
Oh, it'll cure you, Elwood. It's cured everything in this family for as long as I can remember.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hazel.
Well, you look fine, Elwood.
Well, if the barber's all being so nice to me, why wouldn't I? Whose idea was it, anyhow, to come and move me out of the hospital and back up here?
Oh, just a little thing that occurred to Dad at breakfast.
Well, folks told me you were here. How are you, Elwood?
Hi, fella.
Hello, Paul. Oh,
hello, Paul. Yeah, like the bad penny. How are you? Aren't you home early?
Have a dinner meeting tonight. Well, how's all your machinery?
I think I'm hitting it all six now.
I'm glad to see you so chipper. Mom says Teddy's coming home early today, too.
Yes, I'm expecting her any minute now. Oh, here, pull up a chair, Paul.
No, I can't stay, Elwood. Thanks, I'm on my way up to change. Now, how are you, Hazel?
Well, Dad says my newfound freedom has made me a little giddy. You know, Elwood, I'm the mother of 3 freshmen, 2 college and 1 high school, so if you want any answers to academic questions, come right to me.
Gee, it's nice of all you to take the time to stop in and see me. How about you were surprised, Paul, to hear I was back in Claudia's room after all that's happened?
Oh, not at all, Elwood.
Well, I'm kind of surprised. I'd have to pinch myself.
Come on in, Jack. Betty, come on. Elwood likes having visitors. Yes, he's been lonesome.
Gosh, what is this, a convention?
It's a barber sanitarium. Visiting hours around the clock.
Hello, Jack.
Yes. Here's the evening paper, Elwood.
Oh, Mr. Barber, I don't want to take your paper till you've read it.
I order two tonight, Elwood.
Hey, where'd Betty go?
Huh? I don't know. Hey, Betty! Well, what did she do? Fall through the floor?
Betty says something about stepping into our bathroom to use the scales.
Well, our bathroom scales have been kind of unpredictable ever since the kids tried to take them apart. Well, Elwood, you're looking swell.
Oh, I'm the best I've been lately.
Hey, Elwood, what did the hospital say about having visitors?
I didn't ask. I wanted to be able to see a lot of people. I was telling Cliff a while ago there's nothing can make a man feel lonesomer than when you have a heart attack.
Well, you're anything but lonesome now, Well, I'll see you all later.
Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Good luck, Elwood. My best to Dan, Hazel.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey.
Oh, gee, sit here, Mr. Barber. Sit on the band.
Oh, yes. Well, when I had my knee operation, I tell you the long, lonely hours when you don't know if you're going to live or die and nobody comes to see you.
Father. Your family all but broke down the doors whenever visitors were permitted.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, have you people seen the scar on my knee now, the way it's healed up?
Are you sure we want to?
Well, my word.
Teddy.
What's going on in here?
Well, Teddy.
You post a notice on the door. You must know a crowd in on Elwood like this.
Oh, you walked in on the climax, Teddy, really. We've been arriving very quietly, one at a time.
Well, I'm not going to send you all out one at a time. On your feet, everybody. Out you go in a body.
Oh, no, Teddy,
they aren't. Elwood. Come on, all of you, scoot. Come on, out with you.
Yes, the voice of authority.
I was just leaving anyhow.
It's very nice of you to all come and see Elwood, but we're going to have to make some rules here. Cliff, take Elwood's tray with you.
Okay, ma'am. Rough, isn't it?
Sorry, Father Barber. You two, come on. I talk the same way to a general.
I hope we haven't tired you, Elwood.
Oh, not at all, Hazel.
Well,
look out for the tray. Well, thank you all for coming.
You shouldn't let them do this, Elwood.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Teddy. It was fine of them to come.
You know, let me fix your pillow. You look so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's a shame for you to have to work in the hospital all day and take care of me in the evening.
I wouldn't if I didn't want to. Lift your head.
Thanks. Of course, don't get the idea. I object. I don't want you to get too tired.
Let me have your wrist.
Pulse again?
Be quiet a minute.
Okay, Teddy. If my heart is thumping a little hard now, it's only because you came into the room.
Quiet.
Well, don't frown so, Teddy.
Shh. You are better.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. It'd be a good thing if you could sleep for a little while, Elwood.
Oh, I could, maybe, with you here, Teddy, but I suppose you want to go up and change your things.
I'll stay.
Well, would you sit here on the edge of the bed?
It's not very professional. Major Bixton wouldn't approve of it.
What? Do you feel you have to be professional, Teddy?
Move over a little.
Oh, Teddy, I didn't get a chance to tell you how much I appreciated your looking in on me so often over there at Letterman. I know how busy you are and how many important things you have to do all day.
You need a haircut, young fellow.
Leave your hand on my forehead, will you?
I think you have a bit of a temperature.
No, I'm just alive again, that's all. I've almost dared to hope that... Teddy, when I left here that night,
Do we have to talk about that night?
I think we really should.
I was very cruel, Elwood.
Oh, no, you weren't. I can see how you felt. There's so much to talk to you about. I'd like us to be completely honest with one another.
Oh, Elwood.
I don't want to dramatize it, but I do want to tell you, when death comes as close as I thought it was, maybe I wasn't in real danger, but I felt I was, and that's just as good. I mean, you can be completely honest with yourself when you don't know how long you'll go on breathing.
I know, Elwood.
Well, when they were taking me to the hospital in the ambulance, I realized that in Europe I was a different fella in a lot of ways. The uniform makes a difference, and the background, too, and the gaiety, and... Well, at best, I'm not too darn diplomatic, I guess, and here in San Francisco, I must have loomed up in front of you like a perfect stranger, if not a actual rule.
Oh, no. No, Elwood.
I'm not too darn articulate either, Teddy, but what I'm trying to say is, I know you've been blaming yourself for what happened, and you mustn't. I had one of these attacks, two of them, as a matter of fact, before I ever met you. And, well, if I ever get another, I can cure it, I think. Just by remembering how kind you've been to me these last few days.
Elwood, I was 100% healed.
No, don't say that. Nobody can help the way they feel about another person. Everybody changes, and you'd forgotten in Europe how much your family and Paul meant to you. Oh, by the way, Paul's here. He's upstairs changing. Maybe you want to go up and see him before he gets away.
No. I'll stay here with you, Elwood.
Oh. Thank you, Teddy. I'm almost afraid to ask you one thing that's been on my mind ever since yesterday when you suddenly bent down and...
This isn't very good for you.
No, stay here. It's all right. I'm fine. Teddy, when you suddenly kissed me yesterday, well, all this attention and kindness, is it just because I'm sick? When I'm well again, are we going to have to go back to the same old thing?
No, we'll never go back to that, I promise you. I want to marry you, Elwood. Tonight, tomorrow, whenever you wish. You just say when.
Oh, Teddy. Why, you know what's happened. That's mended my heart. I'm okay now, Teddy. I'll be out of this bed tomorrow. I'm completely cured.
The Barbers will be back in a moment. When someone in the family has symptoms of a cold, what's the thing to do?
I have the answer to that, Mr. Barton. Take Tabsin quick. We found out about Tabsin by listening to this program, and I'll tell you, we think it's fine. We like the way it helps relieve the sneezing and the sniffles.
Yes, it's the effective antihistamine in Tabsin that does that. But Tabsin is an improved antihistaminic cold tablet. It does even more, you know.
Sure, you bet I know. I sometimes have a headache when I have a cold, and Tabsin really helps to relieve that stuffed-up, headachy, sort of feverish feeling. Like I said, we think it's fine.
Well, it's certainly true that Tabsin is a better formula for relief of discomfort of a cold than any antihistamine alone. We'd like for you to find out for yourself how effective Tabsin is, friends. So get a package the next time you're in the drugstore. Be sure you get Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. And then next time you take cold, take Tabsin, quick. Here's the family again.
Clifford, where's your mother?
In the kitchen, Dad.
I've got some news for her. Elwood and Teddy are engaged all over again. Oh, Fanny, here's news. Elwood and Teddy are going to be married as soon as the boy can get out of bed.
Now, don't forget, friends, next time you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores for relief of hay fever and cold discomfort. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 22, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.